Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Sunset, the host of the Doc Buddy Journal. This is episode zero. This is the intro. I'm recording this on Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. Thanks again for stopping by. So because this is episode zero, I want to be sure that I set the table for us. And there's really three kind of key points to make here. The first being, who's Doc Buddy? The next, why are we doing this? Why go through the trouble of launching a podcast in an ocean, in a universe of healthcare podcasts, some more entertaining than others? We want to shoot for this being the most fun healthcare IT podcast you you get to put through your ears and into your brain. And then finally, who am I to be talking about this? What kind of standing do I have to talk to you about health IT? So the most important part, who's Doc Buddy? Well, you're here, you found us one way or the other, but for those that need a little background, we have been around since 2014, founded in Denver, Colorado. Our CEO is Andy DiAgostino, and our driving ethos, our point of view, and this is both internal to DocBuddy and external to you, the listener, whether you're a healthcare provider, or a healthcare worker, or some other stakeholder in the land of health information technology, or health IT, as we'll call it from here on out, our point of view is that we want to take the pain and cost out of broken healthcare workflows. And I'll say it again because it's that important both to us, and it's that meaningful to our clients and our partners. Our point of view is to take the pain and cost out of broken healthcare workflows. So every decision we make with our product, all the messaging that we deliver to you either through our website, through email, through social media, our point of view, and that comes from a book called Play Bigger, but our driving factor is that we want to take the pain and cost out of your broken healthcare workflows. We do that a few ways. We do that by standardizing and streamlining your workflows with mobility, meaningful, legitimate interoperability, not the interoperability of old, but the new way of doing interoperability. And then with those two things, you get centralized data access. So we take the pain and costs that are broken healthcare workflows by standardizing and streamlining your workflows through mobility, interoperability, and centralized data access. And you've heard me say one word many more times than all the others so far here, and that is workflow. And that's very much a recurring theme with our mission, our point of view, and like I said prior, really all of our messaging, and that is around workflow. And, you know, that gets into our second point. Why are we doing it? Why are we launching a podcast? Why do we want to be talking to you? Sure, you can go to the website and read all about our point of view and how we do that. But it's really important to us to personalize it, to give you a look both around the health IT landscape and then internal to DocBuddy, what we're doing, and sort of bring you into the fold, bring you into the inner circle. But the common recurring theme with healthcare is just how much of a drag it is to be a provider. You are opening up a cascade of windows in your EHR to complete one patient note. Hopefully you get that done by the time your day ends. If not, you're, as a provider, charting after hours, you're doing pajama time notes, which universally abhorred. Maybe you're charting on the weekends, and there's just a better way. There's a way better way to do that. The legacy software landscape was not built with the provider in mind, and that's not to disparage any of the other major vendors, EHR vendors, solution providers for healthcare and the health IT landscape at all. They're beholden, these legacy vendors are beholden to CMS regulation. They're beholden to the entire framework of the U.S. healthcare system. But not DocBuddy, not us. Like we said prior, we are out to take the pain and cost out of these broken workflows. And then that takes us into our third point. Who am I? Who's Eric Sunset? Who am I to be talking to you about any of this? What standing do I have to give you my takes and DocBuddy's point of view and perspective on health IT and what we're doing to change that? Well, glad you asked. Glad you're curious. Glad you're curious enough to keep listening. So my background, I've been doing health IT for over a decade now. So my background is in electronic health records, practice management software, revenue cycle solutions, and really all of the software and all the tools and the tech that connect these three things and all of the workflows that go along with them, right? At the practice level, at the ASC level, whatever type of place of service that you're at. And I have seen a lot of facets of this health IT world. So everything from sales and marketing, and that'll be obvious in a second. At one point, for a number of years, I had the management of a full service EHR reseller as my primary duty. And when I say full service EHR reseller, you know, if you go back in time a decade, you hear the word EHR reseller, that may not have the best connotations, and rightfully so. But what we did was a little bit different, that it, of course, was a distribution channel, you know, channel sales, value-added reseller, but it went much deeper than that, as it was full service. So everything from the sales and marketing of certain EHR products to the hosting of that data, we provided support, provided interfaces between any type of system, labs, EHRs, PMs, anything that needed to talk to each other, that was an in-house service. In addition to data conversions. So when I say full service, I really mean it. That was every aspect of the EHR and PM and revenue cycle for our clients. And now, taking us to present day, I'm the VP of Marketing and Biz Dev with DocBuddy. And throughout the course of the career that I've had the chance to work with hundreds of providers. I've seen probably about that same amount of software solutions, either in channel partner perspective, or just having, you know, been around that long and gotten to walk the show floor at Hims and see what's new, see what's happening. And then from at least a secondhand perspective, I have ridden right along with our clients, both past and present, seeing all the issues and regulations and headaches that our providers, their staffs, their administrators, and their organizations as a whole have had to deal with, you know, going all the way back to Meaningful Use 1, which that feels like a lifetime ago now. So all that to say, my background, my perspective, the lens through which I'm looking is, I know it's not easy out there for healthcare providers, healthcare workers, and their organizations to navigate both providing excellent patient care and then operating a profitable business as well. You know, we'd love to live in an altruistic society where everybody just does the right thing because that's the right thing to do. But you got to make money. You have to be able to pay your light bill, pay your utilities, pay your staff, pay your rent, keep the lights on, and all those things. So being able to balance, you know, excellent patient outcomes with excellent outcomes for providers, like not being tethered to their computer 24/7. Going through that series of clicks and windows and everything that happens in a legacy software deployment for a healthcare worker, it's not easy out there for you. I get it, and DocBuddy gets that as a whole. We'll get more into DocBuddy and our makeup in later episodes, because that's you know, there's a lot of healthcare perspective, a lot of healthcare IT experience, and just knowing that there's a better way for everybody to be doing what they're doing now. So looking ahead, if it's not already obvious, in future episodes, we're going to be talking about ways that healthcare providers and their organizations can streamline their workflows. And there's that word again, workflows. How these workflows can be streamlined with technology. We'll, of course, be looking around the broader health IT landscape to share meaningful takeaways from news in this realm. And then you're obviously here to listen to the DocBuddy Journal. So you're going to get updates from the leader in mobile workflow solutions for providers and their organizations. And that's us. That's DocBuddy. It won't always be a solo show either. We'll have guests from both inside and outside of DocBuddy in future episodes. We'll bring in the big guns as needed. But for the most part, you'll be hearing a lot from me. Again, Eric Sunset here, VP of Marketing at DocBuddy. And I think with that, we can just about put a bow on it. So let's wrap up episode 0, the intro episode of the DocBuddy Journal. I think we've done a pretty good job of setting the table. I'm looking at my notes here. I don't think I've overlooked any important bullet points. So in closing, please be sure that you're subscribed to this podcast on your favorite podcast app. That will be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, all of your favorite podcast apps, be sure to find us. Give us a follow. Would love a great review, too, if you're in the mood. Love a 5-star review. So thank you very much in advance for those. And then in the more digital space, be sure to follow our company page on LinkedIn. You can do that by logging into LinkedIn, searching for DocBuddy, and clicking that follow button for our company page. That's really our prime way to communicate with the world and provide a feed on social media. Our Facebook and Twitter pages are out there as well, but the most action is going to be there on LinkedIn. And finally, if you'd like to learn more about DocBuddy and our solutions, we'll have you visit docbuddy.com. LinkedIn is great to share news and updates and photos and all the things you do on social media, but docbuddy.com is the mothership, and you can do a few things there. We've got ways to get in touch with us using the forms on our contact page. You can schedule a demo, or you can start your free 15-day trial. And this is for new clients, and when I say free, I mean free. No credit card required. This is not sort of the underhanded or backhanded free that doesn't really feel that free when you're signing up for it. You fill out the form. We set you up with a trial. You're on your way for 15 days. If you like it at the end of it, that's great. We'll talk to you about becoming a client. If you don't, no problem. We'll part as friends. And with that, I will say farewell until next week when we launch a new episode of the DocBuddy Journal. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon.